Go Loud.
Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher.
I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
How's it going, everyone? Welcome to another episode of us bonus, I mean.
Yeah. Another bonus episode. Yeah.
We missed one, didn't we?
We missed a few. I think this would have been the second one that we missed, but we're getting it. We're squeezing it in.
It's not missed. It's just late.
It's late.
It's late.
Well, they weren't missed. They were skipped.
Well, sorry.
Sorry about that.
Sorry.
Joe was busy.
Doing a fucking marathon, lads. Give me a break.
Like, what do you expect? Like, you know, I can't have it all. Like, he's running a marathon.
Fucking done a marathon with a hangover, lads. Well, fuck's sake.
There's more to do with the live show. That's why we just...
The live show, yeah.
Take a few days off last week.
True.
And then, because you weren't training for the marathon, but we'll talk about that tomorrow.
In the main episode.
Tomorrow, yeah.
Yeah. Loads to talk about there. Tell you to stick around for that, guys. Any questions?
The fuck?
Suzanne wants to know. First of all, she says she thinks Joe is the Irish equivalent of Giuseppe, who won the Great British Bake Off in 2021.
I've heard that a few times.
I don't get that one.
I look like him.
Do you?
I don't.
Giuseppe. Italian? Is he? Yeah. You don't really look Italian at all.
He's like me Italian.
Your shirt looks Italian.
I like making spaghetti bolognese in this short.
It's a real spaghetti bolognese short.
It's a real Noel Edmonds short.
It is, yeah.
It actually is.
Deal or no deal?
Yeah. It's a shirt.
It's a pretty flowery short.
It's a flowery short, yeah.
It's a shirt that a far more grown up and responsible man than yourself might wear to the pub.
To the pub?
To the pub, yeah.
On a Sunday.
I love it. I like flowery shorts. I wore one flowery short once and Marta just keeps getting me flowery shorts now.
So what happens when you wear something once? Do you just think that's what you're into?
They do. Yeah. They do. It's so true. It's funny because it's true.
Like I wore ball stranglers once and Amy just kept buying me ball strangler.
That's probably my whole preference.
They're not even comfortable.
Oh, look at them.
She just thinks it's like something out of Baywatch. It's not.
The half?
Yeah.
The half meister.
I don't wear ball stranglers. Maybe when I was five.
With little Spider-Man's on them. It's not even
Spider-Man's head on the pee-pee. The pee-pee.
It's so weird that they fucking do that. Why did he do that?
Anyway, Suzanne's question.
Come on, Suzanne.
She wants to know if you could pick any of the reality TV shows to be a contestant on.
I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
Okay, that was quick.
I've always thought about it. It doesn't leave me head. It's coming back soon, actually.
Man, you should just reach out to them. Say, hey, do you know I'm famous, for fuck's sake?
Nah, wouldn't happen.
Dublin's best celebrity.
You have to be famous in the UK.
Mm.
Andrew Maxwell was on it, remember?
I do remember that, yeah. Yeah.
He was famous in the UK, though.
Famous in the UK. All the panel shows.
Mm.
Do you fucking love a good panel show over in the UK?
They do.
Does this have to be a game show, like?
Reality TV show. So,
Love Island.
Jersey Shore?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't go for that, but the Kardashians. It'd just be nice to hang around with the Kardashians, wouldn't it? Wouldn't it?
They buy you a few bags and all.
We load it. Get me lips done.
They buy you loads of shorts.
Yeah, loads of floral Noel Edmonds shorts.
But they'd be Gucci and Balenciaga black bag shorts.
Oh yeah, they lived a life. Would you rather have your life
or theirs
or their dog's life?
Probably their dog's life.
Would you? Than your life?
Well fed.
Well, very well fed, yeah.
And groomed every week.
Pampered.
Get your nails done. Paint your nails.
Get your nails did.
Little,
get your hair did.
Bandanas around the neck.
Red carpet events in a Porsche.
Getting carried around in a bag.
Yeah, I'll go with the Kardashians. Thanks.
Okay. And?
Yeah. That one. I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
Ooh, Dancing with the Stars. I want to do Dancing with the Stars.
Well, and you will now after doing the marathon.
Mm.
You're a star now.
Mm.
Won't.
Mm.
I want to win it though. I don't want to just take part. I want to fucking...
Would it be easy to win?
Yes.
Would it be impressive?
No, it's a popularity contest, really. So I find those things the hard. Well, when you get votes and stuff, like Rosanna, I'm not going to fucking beat Rosanna Davidson or something. Like, you know what I mean?
Well, if you're very charming and, you know.
It's not good enough. It's not good
Anyone
enough.
That wears a shirt like that can dance.
No, people who wear shirts like that think they can dance.
I think he has a bit of dancing in him.
I could see him doing the dance now. Just saying that shirt has not
like
been
Inbetweeners. I just came out every episode of Dancing with the Stars and just done that. The Inbetweeners.
And won it.
And won it.
Here's Joe again. Week 9 with the same dance.
Bop, 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 Americano.
Oh, it's a shame people can't see that dance.
Oh, they can. There's a camera there.
I know.
Do you know the dance? The one with the elbow and
the elbow and the
John Cena.
Yeah. Okay, next question is from Christy.
You want to answer that one? What?
I he doesn't. You knew here, I don't answer the question.
Just curious though.
Ever?
No.
He never does.
Would you go on Dancing with the Stars?
It's not relevant.
Would you go on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here?
Not relevant.
It is. You're a celebrity. 2 podcasts.
I'm absolutely not a celebrity.
You are? People know you.
I work very hard to not be.
Do you know what you'd be great on? The Masked Singer, because they wouldn't see your face.
Yes.
Unless you, like, went out or won it.
Isn't the whole point of that you then
reveal yourself?
But then you just take it off
and go, who the fuck is he?
You just take it off and his face just censored.
Blurred out, yeah.
Blurred out.
Oh, you're just running off.
Anyway.
You just run off holding your hands and you're like, hoo,
hoo. What about Deal or No Deal? And you could be the banker because you don't see the banker.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah?
Or one of the chasers. What would your chaser name be, Al?
Fact checker.
Right. Let's see.
Should have answered that. That would have been great.
Gold.
The fact checker. There you go.
There you go.
Christy has a question.
Christy from the flats.
Get up.
Christy says, Darren and Joe opened a pub tomorrow. Where would the pub be? Which 3 beers would have to be on tap? And which 3 people will be barred for life from the off?
Jesus. Where would it be?
South William Street.
Ah, oh, fuck that.
Only messing now.
Like, I'd want
North Earl Street.
You want it in town?
I think there's too many pubs in town. And then your pub just gets lost.
Yeah.
Has to be somewhere where it's... Ballymun has no pubs.
Ballymun has no pubs. That's a good shout.
There's no pubs in Ballymun. There's one. The Fishbowl.
Don't even know that.
It's the Mezzo Hotel. Mezzo
Oh,
Hotel.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I know that.
The Residency Bar. It's just like known as the Fishbowl.
That's a good
show. I think there's like a football club bar as well, like the Satanta or something like that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Like a GAA club.
A GAA club thing, yeah. But there's no fucking pub in Ballymun.
Yeah. That's a great fucking show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Why is there no, like, come on.
What are you putting on tap?
Guinness.
Yeah.
A lager. Heineken.
Heineken.
And a Bulmers.
You'd have
I don't drink Bulmers. I don't drink soda.
I'd probably lose the soda because people get
large
bottles of them.
Yeah,
large
bottle of that. Gives a large bottle of Bulmers.
I'd stick an LIPA on for the hipsters.
That wouldn't sell in Ballymun.
Oh, you never know.
Smiddix, probably.
Oh, fuck that. No.
Guinness, Smiddix and a Heineken.
I think if you're drinking Smiddix, you're not allowed in. Farting all over the place. Get out. Smell off you.
Yeah.
Drinking the Smiddix. Get out of the pub now.
Serve finger filled. We'd do a Carvery.
You're not being very creative with this opportunity.
Or put a bouncy castle in the lounge. Then.
Well, I'm saying you've just basically, you've opened a pub in Ballymun and you serve Guinness and a Carvery.
That's a great one. That's all you want in a pub.
I don't think it's what Christy was hoping you'd come up with.
What do you want? Right, fucking cocktail menu as well.
Cocktails on top.
Cosmopolitan Guinnesses, Cosmopolitan Guinnesses.
I'd have the taps. Do you remember for a while they had the taps?
Really aggressive.
The gold taps.
No, they had the taps where you could pull your own point and you just trusted people that they would just pay for the points.
The fucking mouth would be under free fall, free flow.
I miss that. I want that back.
And what else did he ask? The name of it now?
Who are you getting? Who are you barring?
You're barring 3 people. Bar.
3 people?
For life.
Oof. Carpo's
Bart. Who else?
Nasty 2K.
Ah, he can go in. Do a field review.
Oh, we selling food?
Yeah. Lasagnas and all.
We are selling food. That's not a pub.
Carpo's only...
That's a bistro.
The week is... It's only for a month though, the ban, like, on these people.
Carpo's only allowed in to be an entertainer on Thursday nights. He does the bingo. Carpo's bingo.
Carpo's bingo, yeah. Other than that, you're not allowed in, Carpo, right?
As soon as the bingo's over, get out.
Carpo, ow, now. Come on, get ow.
Stop. I'd love to. No, do you know what? If you barred someone really high profile, that would bring attention.
like, just barred someone that's just not from Ballymun and that just like miles away from there that would never even go, but you just barred it because they're a big name.
Yeah.
Jennifer Lopez,
you're not allowed in here shooting.
And if someone or like
call the Herald down and tell them you barred Jennifer
someone
Lopez.
Irish.
Someone what?
Someone Irish. Like we just say personality.
Liam Neeson's barred. He's yeah. not allowed in.
Yeah, Liam Neeson. Paul Mescal, you're not allowed in, Paul.
Barred, bro. Barred. Barry Keoghan, you can come in. You come in, Barry. Buddy. Do you want to? I'll put a tab on for you. Don't worry, I'll get it for you. I'll get you a few drinks. Do you want a few drinks? I'll get you a few drinks, Barry. Barry, do you want a few drinks?
Maybe you should call it Barry's.
Keoghan's.
It's a great name for a pub, Keoghan's.
I wouldn't have it on Ballymun, I don't think.
You just said that was brilliant.
I know, it is brilliant, but I feel like...
That's where, man, the money is there in Ballymun for a pub.
I mean, I feel like... I feel like
opening a pub in Ballymun now, like for real.
What about like the top of Jervis or something, like in the car park? No, isn't it? I think there is a restaurant in the car park. The GPO should be a big Ooh. Pub.
Super Wetherspoons, a super pub.
Yeah, big fucking Wetherspoons on the GPO. It's like the bank on Dame Street used to be a bank. Did you ever go into it? Fucking beautiful, gorgeous, stunning. Used to be a bank, like, and now it's a restaurant, pub kind of place. Or like the church.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, it is. This is a church on
down at the end of the Jervis on South Murray Street.
Murray Street, yeah.
Yeah, used to be a fucking church. Now it's a pub.
Where's the other one you said? The bank.
The bank is on Dame Street, across
from College Green Bank.
Yeah.
Yes, I know it.
Where you'd get off the bus or something. You get off the bus there and go up a little
I wouldn't know about getting off the bus.
No.
But I know it. I know it.
Yeah, that's a and he used to be a bank and there's vaults and there's metal bars and
like something out of Harry Potter.
It's like Gringotts.
Gringotts.
That's what it looks like.
That's what we call the pub, Gringotts.
But I think if you turned that GPO, because no, it's not, it's first of all, the GPO is way too big to be a post office.
Yeah.
Why the fuck is that the general post office?
Like, you don't need that big space just for stamps.
Stick a pub in it.
Stick a little boozer in there.
Yeah.
Your stomach all right there?
No breath.
Still thinks it's running. That's it. I'd go as far as saying that's probably one of the best listener questions we've ever got.
There you go.
Thank you, Christy.
Do you not think so? Thought-provoking.
Yeah.
Really thought out stuff. Love it. Any more? I think end it on that because that was such a good... I think we just get rid of the bonus episode now because we completed it.
Completely.
Okay. So tomorrow you'll hear all about Joe's marathon and the live show and any other business.
Yeah, we've a lot of catching up to be doing.
Yeah. Joe is sitting in the studio now with his medal.
Because I'm a champion. Marathon man. Completed.
You did.
If you haven't heard already. And we'll talk about it tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited.
Mm-hmm. I'll say bye.
Talk to you in a bit, right?